From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. As many as 325,000 children in North America are at risk of becoming victims of sexual exploitation every year. That's according to a study from the University of Pennsylvania. If one of those children ends up becoming a victim of sex trafficking and is arrested for prostitution in Wisconsin, he or she could be fined or sent to jail. Two Wisconsin lawmakers want to change that law and want the courts to provide a safe harbor for children who are victims of sex trafficking. Here today to talk about that bill are Representative Jill Billings of La Crosse and Representative LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee. So, Representative Johnson, I understand that you and Representative Billings essentially took two bills that you had been working on and combined it to create this piece of legislation. Why was it that you saw that this was something that was needed? Why do we need to change this law in Wisconsin?
We need to change this law because criminalizing these kids prevents their ability to just experience any type of normalcy in their life, including finding housing. And not to mention, I am not aware of any other crime where the victims are penalized in order to prosecute the offender. So that's a huge concern for our area.
And Representative Billings, so as the state law is now, if someone who's under the age of 18 is arrested for prostitution, she or he could be fined $10,000 max. They could end up having to serve a nine-month sentence in jail.
Yes. So under current law, children who are victims of human trafficking can be arrested and taken into jail and charged. Now, down the road, they could try to expunge this from their records, but if someone's applying for college or financial aid, if they're applying for a job, they're asked if they've ever been committed committing a crime, and so they would have to answer yes. So what happens is these kids are brought in through the revolving door of the criminal justice system, and it's kind of tough to get back into regular life.
And some may say, well, they're involved in prostitution, but you two, and I know there are many others around the world even, who are saying, look, they are victims. They're not necessarily committing any crimes.
And that's correct. These children are victims. The average age a child typically enters into human trafficking can be as young as 13 years of age. And any child under the age of 18, they're not old enough to legally give consent. So that's a huge concern for us. And the problem with labeling these children as prostitutes, it can cause problems with finding housing, which is the number one issue that we have with trying to make sure that these children can find safety. If these children are deemed as prostitutes or even human trafficking victims, through the juvenile justice system or our adult prisons, then they no longer find themselves eligible for foster care in the sense that other children know of. Because this is such a serious crime, our Department of Children and Families, they don't want to mix the two populations because they have a difficult enough time trying to find good foster homes. But these children come with their own set of issues. And for some of these children that are forced into the juvenile justice system through JIS, which is Juveniles in Need of Protection or Services, these are court-ordered sanctions. Most of them are criminal sanctions. So then when you look at issues with housing, like, for example, the Family Unification Program that's administered through HUD, that allows children between the ages of 18 and 21 who are leaving foster care and who are in need of housing, these children don't qualify because you can't qualify for those programs if you're on a JIS order. And that's a huge concern for us as well.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, we're talking with two state lawmakers about proposed legislation that would create a safe harbor for child sex trafficking victims. My guests are Representative Jill Billings of La Crosse, and joining us by phone is Representative LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee. So, under federal law, minors will not be prosecuted, will not be arrested for prostitution. But so is this almost a way for states to catch up with these federal laws?
This legislation does bring us in line with federal legislation that says that children should not be charged, that they are victims, they should have a safe harbor. It also brings us in line with our neighbors, Illinois and Minnesota and Michigan, who have safe harbor legislation. We'd be the 23rd state to offer safe harbor. In Minnesota, what they found is after they offered safe harbor, the number of convictions of perpetrators doubled because rather than setting up an adversarial situation with the kids that are brought in, it's more of a protection for the kids and getting services for the kids, and then they cooperate.
Do you know how many children, because essentially these are children, have been arrested in recent years in Wisconsin as prostitutes?
We don't have a sense as to what the numbers are because there hasn't been any research dedicated to actually finding the concrete data so we know exactly how many children that this crime entails. I know that there was a total of about 77 girls from the city of Milwaukee, and that information was discovered through the Homicide Review Commission. So there needs to be more research. We need to dedicate a task force or study committee to actually pinpointing how many children are affected in this state.
And Representative Johnson, you mentioned that number of 77 minors that, you know, the Milwaukee Homicide Review Commission found were being trafficked. Most of those were African-American girls between the ages of, I believe it was 12 and 17.
It's unbelievable. And when you think about the number of children in the city of Milwaukee on any given night, we have about 450 youth who are roaming the streets in the city of Milwaukee. And when you think about the number of youth who may potentially be stopped for prostitution, but instead of doing investigations, finding out why these children are out there, they're usually giving tickets for curfew or disorderly conduct tickets. Because long before a child is ever labeled for prostitution or human trafficking, they typically have other offenses or other related tickets that lead up to the actual arrest. And so when you look at the number of children who may be misidentified, and we may actually be missing those windows of opportunity to get these children help, it's really alarming.
All agencies that have been tracking and trying to look at data to see what the numbers are, every agency says that it's very, very underreported. If I talk to our DA or law enforcement
here in La Crosse County,
yes, they've said that they know it's here. It just flies under the radar screen. It's hard to kind of put your hands on. Part of that, I think, has to do with education of law enforcement and also and judges and people who work in emergency rooms, people who work with social services, and all of us as a whole. Part of it has to do with education and being able to spot where this is occurring. I think Milwaukee has a significant number of kids that are trafficked. But I think what's also interesting and why I really enjoy working on this with Representative Johnson is that she's from Milwaukee, I'm from La Crosse. We're from opposite sides of the state. But we both have a concern and we both know that this exists throughout our state. There have been reports in over half of our 72 counties of kids being trafficked. So we know that it's everywhere in Wisconsin. There's a safe house for kids up in Appleton where they have a human trafficking there. We've had incidences in La Crosse and Milwaukee. It's everywhere, and so we have to just be more aware of it.
In La Crosse, do we have any sense as to whether or not children who are victims of sex trafficking, are they from this area? Are they from southwest Wisconsin? Are they moving in, you know, through the highway? Because we hear about Interstate 90 being a huge highway for sex trafficking.
I think it's a mix. I think that there are kids that are being trafficked who are from our area who are homeless and end up being trafficked. I think there are kids that are being moved around the state, and there are kids that are being moved around the country. So some of our kids end up being moved maybe down to New Orleans and then back through the circuit and have a very, very difficult experience.
So another part of this bill that you two have introduced would require child welfare agencies to investigate all child sexual exploitation cases. Representative Johnson, can you tell us why this portion of the law needs to be changed? How does this differ from what's currently going on?
It differs because currently, if the perpetrator is not a parent, a guardian, or a caregiver, then the Department of Children and Families is permitted to investigate rather than required. So there is no statutory law that requires the Department of Children and Families to investigate these crimes if the perpetrator isn't a parent, a guardian, or caregiver. And in so many of the instances that we are aware of, the perpetrators are not related to the victim. And so, therefore, these individuals are never investigated. And when you talk about your pimp and your perpetrators, and the fact that it's nationally known that these individuals can have anywhere from 2 to 5 girls in their stable, which is their collection of victims, that becomes increasingly important, because when we do find a human trafficking victim, is that the only victim that this perpetrator has? How many other victims are out there? And the other thing is that we need to find out why these children are running away. Why are they leaving their home? If these children are being sexually abused, if they're being physically abused, and they have younger siblings, those individuals are at risk too. And if these children are afraid to return home for whatever reason, then that's a huge concern, and it needs to be investigated so we can get to the bottom of what are the issues at home, what are the issues being experienced by those children, so we can actually do something about it.
So, Representative Billings, it's almost like the agency could dig deeper into what the total situation is and, you know, how to really stop it.
Exactly. This could be an open door for a situation that can be very dangerous for other children, too.
So could this potentially come down a little harder on pimps and johns and even, you know, people who are looking at child pornography on the Internet, too, Representative Billings?
Well, in human trafficking, there are really three entities that are involved. There is the victim, the person that's trafficked. There's a person that's doing the trafficking, sometimes known as a pimp. And then there's the person who, the demand side of it, the person who's buying. There are a lot of ways that we can help in this situation and put an end to this. One way is education, to make sure that people that are buying understand that this is not a victimless crime, that there is somebody who is hurting, who is being often forced into this trade, forced to do the things that they have to do. It's important for people to know that, especially the people that are keeping this industry going by doing the purchasing.
With the introduction of this bill, and if this bill ends up passing, you know, you say you want the different agencies to get involved. Will the state need more resources?
There will be a need for additional resources, because these victims are going to come with a wealth of issues. They're going to need mental health counseling. They're going to need medical care, because a lot of these young women, they haven't had medical care. A lot of them are going to have sexually transmitted diseases that have gone undetected because they're not allowed to go for checkups. And it's a public health risk as well, because these individuals are servicing their johns. So johns typically return home to their unassuming family. And so, when you look at how much not doing anything to combat this crime is costing this state, it is costing this state a lot. It's costing this state in criminal justice resources, in terms of investigations and prosecution. So it's costing us, because some of these individuals have children. And so we have to provide care and assistance, most-time economic assistance, for these families. So when we count up all the costs, the only person who isn't paying for this crime in most of the cases are the perpetrators. The dollars he's collecting off of the backs of his victims, those dollars are not going towards state taxes. They are not going to help provide services to those communities. They're going in his pocket. And this is a crime that needs to have more resources devoted toward it, especially in terms of housing for these individuals. They need a safe place to go.
And Representative Johnson, do you see more laws needing to be passed to sort of address these different issues?
We are. We're going to have to do a lot more in this state to protect our most vulnerable, which are our children. We are going to need to have additional services in place. We are going to need to set aside additional funding to make sure that our law enforcement is trained and to make sure that these children aren't further victimized.
Representative Johnson and I are really focused on this issue, and I don't believe we're going to stop with this legislation. There's other legislation that would help in this issue, whether it's more education for in schools or with law enforcement. I like the idea of having someone who is like a human trafficking czar. I can't find a better term for that, but somebody who oversees this statewide. There are models from other states around us, our neighbors, who are doing a much better job with this issue and a much better job for their children. And so there is more legislation coming down the line. I know that legislators on both sides of the aisle are concerned about this. The faith community is starting to weigh in. The public is becoming more educated on this issue. There was a show on public TV, A Path Appears, that gave a really good look at behind the scenes of human trafficking and ways to help people get out of human trafficking and get back on the right track. So there are good models out there.
So are you confident that this bill will pass within this session?
What do you think, LaTanya?
I'm not confident that this bill will pass.
You're not
it
confident.
It needs to pass. Yeah. And I think privately, everyone on both sides of the aisle will agree that this is something that needs to be done. But unfortunately, I think in terms of being able to finance it, I don't know if the motivation is necessarily there, because the money is going to have to come from somewhere. And the question is, where would the money come from, especially when we are not willing to make this a priority at this time?
We don't know exactly what the price tag would be for this, because we don't really have a good idea about the data. But we know that there are kids who need services. They need a safe place to stay. And this is an important issue. So I'm hoping that down the line we can address it. We're making sure, though, that we have the conversation and that people are aware of this. I am slightly hopeful that in some cities we can get community providers involved and maybe do some sort of private-public partnerships as people are waking up to this and have concern over this issue and what's happening with our children with human trafficking. That we need a place to make them feel valued and help them get back on the right track.
Representative Jill Billings is a Democrat from La Crosse, and Representative LaTanya Johnson is a Democrat from Milwaukee. Today, they were talking about proposed legislation that would create a safe harbor for child sex trafficking victims. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. Visit WPR.org/newsmakers to find a link to the proposed bill. There, you can also listen to today's program and other recent editions of Newsmakers. And if you'd like to share a comment or make a suggestion for a future show, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at WPR.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives and photos, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.